Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. The summer rock and roll tour is a tradition that's come and gone over the years in New Zealand, but it's certainly back this year with a double header featuring two of the country's favourite good time bands, LMNOP and the reformed Supergroove, as the Rock and Roll Caravan Tour. I'm joined now by Dave Gibson from LMNOP and Carl Stephen from Supergroove. Well, the Rock and Roll Caravan Tour, it's all very well putting caravan in the name of your tour, but there is actually a caravan, isn't there?
There is. I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
Not yet. I've heard about it.
Yeah, but it's somewhere out there.
And it's actually being built?
Yeah. It's like a real... Well, I think an existing caravan is being
refurbished. Souped
up.
Yeah. Like pimped.
Yeah,
pimped.
Yes, pimped. Exactly.
Our caravan's getting pimped, yeah.
So who's doing that?
Exhibit.
Oh.
No. I don't know.
Nice.
I don't know anything about it.
I imagine Scotty might kind of be involved because Scotty's a builder. So even if he's not involved now, I bet you he'll end up being involved.
Yeah, and once the Supergroove guys get involved, it'll become extremely complex and elaborate, but it'll look beautiful.
Yeah, everything's quite complex and elaborate for this whole tour, actually. There's like 10 of us all in the bands.
Yes.
So anytime we try and do something, it's so funny. Like, we go, okay, let's get together and meet on Saturday for a practice. And everyone's going, yeah, but five of me, nah.
Yeah, that's right. One email can derail a whole...
A couple of days of replying to all, yeah.
So how do you end up with both bands going on tour? I mean, because actually, as Carl, as you point out, Supergroove have always been capable of disagreeing enough for two bands between each other.
Yeah, that's right. It's actually a bit more like 10 bands going on the road at once. Well, I mean, really, we went out last summer for the first ever time. We'd never done one of those summer tours back in the day or anything. And so as part of our reunion thing, we went out and we played with these guys in Lake Hawea. And I've been living overseas. Like, that was the first time I saw LMNOP. And I guess, yeah, it just sort of struck a chord. It seemed like there was an affinity there in sort of the feel-good attitude and the just general... The audience was going off, and it just felt like, wouldn't it be cool to play with these guys some more?
I'm actually quite surprised that Supergroove had never done a summer tour before, because it's a great New Zealand tradition, isn't it?
It has become one. I mean, back in the mid-90s and early 90s when we were trolling ourselves about, really it was just the exponents who did summer tours. They were the bold ones who could pull off playing at all those sorts of venues. And the rest of us did these sort of evil winter tours where we'd all freeze to death and, that sort of thing. So, in the 90s, any kind of tour was a bit of a bold venture, and going out in the summer holidays was extremely ballsy, and I think it was only the exponents had the cojones to do that one.
Because you're all a wee bit older now. There are people in both bands with families and, you know.
Babies, yep. Marriages.
How rock and roll is it going to be?
Well, you know, it's pretty rock and roll to go to bed at 8:30 in the evening and wake up and take the kids to school, isn't it? That's what, you know, Chuck Berry probably did for most of his life. Who's that?
So when does the tour start and where, and where does it reach?
It starts on the 19th at the Power Station, you know, that quintessential summer venue.
That's right, for the
nighttime people. And then... As far as we're going to get is down to Lake Hawea again, actually.
Yep.
So we'll be down there near Wanaka again, which was a really magical night for me as well. It was the first time I played down there last year and saw these guys, and we were all kind of watching Soda Stage.
Oh, so you hadn't seen them either?
I hadn't seen them for
you'd seen them back in the day.
Yeah, I've seen them back in the day. I was actually quite a fan. I remember following you guys around in the South Island one time, about three shows, when I'd hitchhiked down there for some reason.
What sort of crowds do you get down there? Who turns up? Is it people, you know?
Wow, you'd be the expert, actually.
It's hard to say, like, because, you know, I'd say in the North Island summer tours, you get a lot of Aucklanders and a lot of Wellingtonians, just in more summery, beachy places.
Yep.
Lake Hawea, you know, I have no idea what the demographic was like, but it was like... It was a lot of people and having a great time, and they all kind of camp and stuff down there.
Yeah, I just wondered how they get there, because it's sort of, in my geography, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. You know, I'd never been there before or anything, but it's a beautiful location, and they're all wandering around drunk after the show and before the
cans
show.
Cans of Cody's everywhere, you know.
Yeah. And, so to further answer your question, how far are we getting and where we're going, I look in my diary and... It's Waihee Beach on the 26th of December, and then Browns Bay, the exotic Browns
Bay. Browns Bay.
On the 27th. And then it's like Mangawhai Tavern, Butler's Reef on the 29th, and Rewaka on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
And, et cetera, et cetera. And finishing up at the King's Arms on the 4th of January, I believe.
Right, that other great beach venue.
That's right. We've got to do something for the inner city folks.
I like the idea of that, actually finishing off at, you know, King's Arms. We've never done that before. You know, we always finish off at some other place, you know, down the line. It's kind of got something nice about that. We'll finish off up there, like, it'll be packed, I'd imagine. Like, I mean, just our two bands alone will fill the King's
Arms. That's right.
Friends and family, you know.
That's right, all the children.
All the kids.
So, but in between, you are going to a lot of beaches. Do you guys actually get your gear off and swim? Are you beach people?
I'm definitely not a beach person.
I'm not, eh? In fact, someone from Supergroup reminded me the other day when we were taking a photo by the beach that I once said that it would be nice to concrete over all the sand on all the beaches, but that was because I was a young, you know, rough skateboarding guy, and I thought
rebellion.
I loved concrete, you know, so I was like, oh, smooth surfaces to get your wheels on. I no longer feel that way, but I don't go swimming in the sea, that's true, very often.
Oh, that seems a shame.
I'll give it a whirl, especially on this one, because we're having like a, you know, a day on, day off kind of vibe. You know, we've got big driving days. We're actually driving down to Wanaka from Nelson. You know, there's going to be a big drive, and I think I'll be into it, because like Nick's really into it. Like Nick from Supergroup is like super crazy.
Well, I mean, he's the inveterate traveller, though, isn't he?
He'll swim in, you know.
He'll swim in Iceland.
That's right. You know. If, you know, a yak spits on the side of a Himalayan mountain, Nick will go for a swim in it.
Yeah. And I saw him swim in that Lake Hauwea last year.
Yeah. That was bold.
Yeah, those South Island lakes are not warm, no. Hey, so have you got anything in particular lined up for onstage? I mean, you know, is there a crossover? Do you all get up on stage at some point? You know, are you saving something up for the punters?
We'll
there?
Know for sure after this weekend.
And I did mention earlier in the interview that we're trying to get a practice together of both bands. So that would lead you in the direction of a joining of the two bands at some stage during the evening.
So how many people is that in total to try and get in the room?
Is that 12? No, it's 11.
11, yeah. Oh, how many in your band?
Seven.
Nah, we got five, because Godfrey will be there.
Oh, you do have Godfrey,
so
yeah,
there'll be
course, 12
people 12. On stage.
Lucky 12.
Well, that'll be fun. Is it, well, like, so are you working on a cover version or one of each other's
we
songs?
Can't give
or?
Away too much, you know.
But, yeah, we could do that, Russell. Any ideas? Like any what would you think would be good? Like,
oh, the song from that telecom head, bro.
Oh, that song.
But with the rap bit in, please. Not the sort of, you know, gentrified
when they cut out, I always thought it was like a big band shout-off, you know. It always felt like to me. But obviously it was a bit too, I don't know.
Too left of centre.
Yeah. Well, anyway, best of luck with it. I get the feeling you're actually going to have quite a good time.
It's going to be a real good time.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Like, I couldn't think of it, like, really, it's pretty close to have a band in New Zealand I'd rather go on summer tour with. I mean, Exponents would be up there too for me, like, you know.
Yeah.
You throw Exponents in there,
they do the whole Car Wars thing. We toured at the same time as them, and it's all, they ambush you with eggs and, you know, it's war.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's a little bit tiring.
It's like Love being it. 20 again. Yeah. Hey, anyway, Dave Gibson from LMNP, Carl from Supergroove, best of luck with the tour, the Rock and Roll Caravan Tour.
All right. Top.
Baby Come On by LMNOP, and yes, I think they'll play that one. That's all we have time for this week. If you'd like to hear anything that was in this show or in past shows, you can pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
I've been Damien Christie. Thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Yeah. Trip on money, we can pay for it.
well through.